Okay, let's get into Yerushalmi, Psachim, Daf Chav Zayin. That is the next daf that we have, the last daf here in Perek Ve'elu Ovrin. Elu Ovrin, remember the structure of the Masechta. We have the first three prakim all about in Yoni Chametz and Matzah. The fourth parak is Machshanagu, much about Minhagim, starting with the fifth that a lot, not specifically having to do with Pesach. The fifth parak through the ninth parak is all about the carbon Pesach. Fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth is about Pesach Rishon. The ninth parak is about Pesach Sheni. And of course, the tenth parak, Arvei Pesachim, is all about the Seder. So today, we have the schus of learning, the last daf here in the third parak of Maseches Pesachim. So the Mishnah tells us here on the bottom of Chav Vav Amid Beis, Haholich Lishchones Pischo, somebody is on their way to Shech the Karban Pesach, to do the mitzvah of Alamalis Beno, or to do Bris Mila for his son. We know the mitzvah is on the father. You know, most of the time, these days, the father makes a shliach. If the father knows how to do it, there is a shach that says that the father can't make a shliach, but that's not what the Minhag HaOlam is for the father to make a shliach. So, but what if he's going himself? He's going to Shech the Pesach, or Lamolas Beno, or Velechol Sudas Erisin Beis Chamav, or to eat a festive meal, Sudas Erisin, in his in-law's house, right? There was Erisin, there's going to be a Sudas Erisin. In other words, he's on his way to do a mitzvah, Viniska, Sheish Lo Chamis Bedo Beso, and he remembers that he has Chametz in his house. So what does he do? He's on his way to do a mitzvah, but he has Chametz in his house, and we know the different ways of that we get rid of the chametz, the triple way of bedika, bittel, and bedika, biur, and bittel. So what does he do in this case if he realizes that he has chametz in the house? So the Mishnah says, im yacholachzer ulevaer. If he could go back, retrace the steps, go back home, bimavar is chametz, v'lashlam misvasa, and then go do the Karban Pesach, and then go do the bris mila yachzer, that's the best thing. Best thing is not just to continue and rely on bittel. Vim lo yavata belibo. And if not, he's bevata belibo, he just does bittel. The pashup shot of this line is that bittel works for chametz yadua. Remember, we had a machlokas, there's a girsa in the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah has, or the Kesef Mishnah has, whether bittel works for chametz yadua. So the Karban Eda here acknowledges and implicitly deals with that problem and says, what do you mean yavata belibo? Velo yachzar, meaning if you're not going to be able to go back and then return and then do the mitzvah, you're going to lose the mitzvah and then just go do the mitzvah and be mevata belibo without going back, says the Karban Eda, velo yachzar. Yafilu yeshos, even if there's still some time, to mida araisa sagi bittel ba'alma. As we know, mida araisa bittel works. Afilu l'chamitz yadua imrotza l'safra acharkach. If you're planning to burn it. If you're planning to burn it, maybe even there's shitas that say bittel doesn't work on chametz yadua. It does work if it's not going to be yadua. It's not going to be existent because you're planning to burn it. But again, the pashup shot is that it works for chametz yadua, which is generally what we assume as well. So this is part one. It's interesting. There's sudas erisin on erev yantif. Right? We know there are different halachas in Reish Mem Tes. Whether it's appropriate to have a big su'udah, a su'udah whose man is Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, the halachas are quoted. There's a Gemara Maseches Gittin that discusses that there was a certain family that was ne'ekar because they used to have a su'udah on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, right? Erev Shabbos is supposed to go into Shabbos b'taiva, right? One of the aspects of Kavod Shabbos is not eating. Most of what Kavod Shabbos is, as the Rambam describes in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, most of Kavod Shabbos is to take a shower, to set the table, to put on nice clothes, right? All the things before, as the Vilna Gaon says, everything we do on Erev Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos, everything we do on Shabbos is Onik Shabbos. So most of Kavod Shabbos is doing, but some things of Kavod Shabbos are about not doing. Not eating a big meal on Erev Shabbos is part of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. When you go to a fancy restaurant, you skip lunch that day because you want to have a big appetite to be able to get the most out of the experience of the restaurant. So that is why also going into the Shabbos. The question is here: it's the Avodah Zarah Erisin Beis Chamav. Maybe it's the morning. Maybe it's not a huge suda. Okay, but that's the example given in the Mishnah. Let's just finish and then we'll come back. Lahatzil. So if the issues are going to do a mitzvah, so then this is the choice. That if you can go back, great. And if you can't go back, just be mevata belibo. But if it's more serious, lahatzil miyad hagayas umiyad hanor minadaleika, if it's, you're going to save somebody that's being attacking by marauding armies, or from a river that's overflowing, or from a fire, umanamapolis, or a building fell down, mevata belibo. Don't ask questions. You just go. Mevata belibo. You don't look for see if you could do both. Right? Just go. It's suffer bikoch nefesh here. So therefore, just go and rely on bittul. That's category two in the Mishnah. So first is letzarach mitzvah. Number two is letzarach, we'll call it sakana. And number three, velishvo shvisas harashus yachzer miyad. And if you're going to put your, shvisa, as we spoke about, much in Erevin, you're going to make a tchum, Erev tchumen, and you're putting it out, rashus yachzer miyad. Right, that, what does that mean? The Karbon Eidah, Shahalach Lismach, the Pesach, you're going to, you know, celebrate Pesach with your friend. Then you have to go back. But if you're not doing a mitzvah, then go get rid of your chametz. Don't just rely on pitta, go get rid of your chametz. It's your responsibility. You left without getting rid of it. You forgot. Okay, that's your fault. Also interesting that one of the examples of the mitzvah are Pesach and Mila and Erusin. Is Erusin a mitzvah? So as we know, that is a major machlokas we've shown him. Purivu is for sure a mitzvah. Nobody argues on that. Having children is a mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? Machlokas, Peshamay, Beisilol. How many, and which children must one have? But Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, that is a machlokas, as we know, between the Rambam and the Rush and other Rishonim. The Rambam says clearly in a few places in the Mishnah Torah, in Hilchos Ishus, that there is a mitzvah to get married. Mitzvah to get married as the starts off Hilchos Ishus Kol D'Matan Torah. It was the way of a man and a woman to come together and live together, and they would have a life of Ishus. But once Matan Torah happened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decreed in his Torah that we first have to create a context, create a relationship between before the husband and wife live together, and that of course is Kiddushin. She becomes an Ishus Ish. Married, she is Bukudeshes. That's a mitzvah for the Rambam. And that's why the Rambam says you make a bracha before the chassan puts on the ring. Why does he make a bracha beforehand? Because it is a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs, and you make a bracha over la asiyasan before you do the mitzvah, before you puts on the ring, right? And therefore, nowadays, when the Masada Kedusha makes the bracha, he's really making it on behalf of the chassan. It's not a berchas shevach, it's a berchas ha-mitzvah. So there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of marriage, and there's a mitzvah of peruvu. According to the Rush, though, if you look in the Rush in Ksubis, in the first parak in Simon Yud Beis, the Rush says that no, getting married is not a mitzvah. Getting married is a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparatory stage, the mitzvah of peruvu. Right? If you could have a pilegesh, you could have ways of fulfilling peruvu even without the institution of marriage. Right? Rechmar Leslan, remember the case the Minchas Chinuch points it out in Mitzvah Aleph about Mamzer. A person might be Yotzei Mitzvah Peruvu with a Mamzer. The Minchas Chinuch can't believe it. Emotionally, he writhes and he's like, what? How could that be? It's a Mitzvah Baba Veiron. Very upset. But you see from there, you don't need Kiddushin. And therefore, it's a preparatory stage, says the Rush. And the bracha is a bercha shavach v'odah. And therefore, it's not that the chassan and kala are being yotzei with the bracha of the Masada Kedushin, but rather, Masada Kedushin is making the bracha on behalf of all the assembled, just like shava brachas are bercha shavach. So to these are berchas, bercha shavach. The question is, why then is it said beforehand? Usually, you say a bercha shavach after the event. But here, what's the event? The event is Maamar Har Sinai, right? That's why it is after. The event isn't the act that the chassan is doing. The event is Maamar Har Sinai. What do we say in the bracha? The Tzivanu ala arayos va'asa lanas arusos v'hita lanas unasu aslanu. So it is in reaction to that. So machlokas, whether it's a mitzvah or hechsher mitzvah, the Ritva in Ksubas and Daf Zayin has a compromise shita. He agrees that it is a mitzvah, but he does not think that it is a birchas ha-mitzvah. It is a mitzvah, but birchas, that's what he implies. But it's not a birchas, it doesn't look like a birchas mitzvah. He says, shekhar nesharim mitzvosa, but then it goes off and waxes poetic about the institution of Arias and Ishus, so he has that middle approach. The Rush might agree, though, that this isn't a hechsher mitzvah like other hechsher mitzvahs. And this, we use the shita of the nitziv, towards the end of the she'iltos in Kuf Samach Tes, the nitziv develops the idea that we have mentioned of two types of hechsher mitzvahs. Preparatory stages of doing a mitzvah. So there are many mitzvahs that you have to do a preparatory stage for. Almost all mitzvahs you have to prepare for. If there's a chefzer shal mitzvah involved, you have a preparatory stage. But there are different types of preparatory stages. Right? You have to make the tzitzis, put the tzitzis on the baguette, you have to write the mezuzah, and write the Sefer Torah, and build the sukkah. Many, many hechsher mitzvahs. But says the Netziv, he says there's a difference between a hechsher mitzvah ksuva batorah and a hechsher mitzvah she'ena ksuva batorah. Sometimes the Torah goes out of its way to write the hechsher mitzvah. Chag asukos, ta'aselecha. And the Chazal Darshan, that doesn't only mean the holiday make it for yourself, but the sukkah. Chag ha-sukkah ta'aselecha is as if it says chag ta'aselecha and sukkah ta'aselecha. Make a sukkah. So the mitzvah is sitting in the sukkah. But the Torah mentions explicitly building a sukkah. And that's how you know that's what the shildos is on. Because the Nitziv points out that the she'iltos there says, the mitzvah is l'me'evid mitalalta u'meisibba. To build a sukkah and sit in it. And there's a Mishnah Nedarim that talks about building a sukkah also as a mitzvah. So says the Nitziv, the significance of building a sukkah is not that all Heksher mitzvahs have status, but that's a Heksher mitzvah ksuv b'Torah. And you also have that by marriage. Even according to the Rosh that it's a Heksher mitzvah, it's not a Heksher mitzvah like, for example, cutting the horn off of the ram in order to use it, or cutting the schach, cutting the lulav, or esrog down from the tree. Different type of Heksher mitzvah. Different, and there's halachic differences between Heksher mitzvah ksuv b'Torah and Heksher mitzvah she'en ksuv b'Torah. For example, mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho. Right, the beginning of the second paragraph of Maseches Kiddushin. The Gemara applies mitzvah bo yasmei b'shlucho to Kiddushin. So the Rosh would say, so it sounds like that's the right to the Rambam. He uses the lashon of mitzvah. The Rosh would say, nah, it doesn't really mean mitzvah. But it means heksher mitzvah. But it's a heksher mitzvah, ksuv b'Torah, right, ki yikach, it says b'feirish, even according to the Rosh, it's not a mitzvah, it's a heksher mitzvah, but because it's explicit in the Torah, it has special status. And you might say, osik b'mitzvah patzer b'nei mitzvah, by a heksher mitzvah, ksuv b'Torah. And then the Nitziv continues there in the She'iltos, and then we'll continue, and says, maybe this is the pshat, which there are many pshatim for, to the Mishnah at the end of Makkos. Or Chidim HaKasha Omer, Ros HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael, Hashem wanted to be Mizakeh, the Jewish people, L'ficha Achir B'Lein Torah Mitzvahs. That's why he gave us many mitzvahs. And the question that's asked by many, by the Maharal, and by the Rambam, Rishonim, Achronim, is that a schus to have so many mitzvahs? Give us 12 mitzvahs. Give us 20 mitzvahs. 613, that's a schus. Why is this such a schus? And also, what do you mean he was marbe? Aren't the mitzvahs exactly what it's supposed to be? The Torah is perfect. The Torah represents infinity. The Torah is the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean there are extra mitzvahs that Hashem added on here ba'alehem? So if you look in the chinuch in Vaschanan on the mitzvah of Los Asaba, he says, well, maybe it means because Goyim have seven mitzvahs, but Jews, even within those seven, there are many chilukim. Right? The Goyim have one mitzvah of Gilui Arayos, and we have 30 of Gilui Arayos. We have many, so maybe that's here, but he made more details, separate mitzvahs. But the Nitziv says, what does it mean here by Lam Torah mitzvahs? The Nitziv says, the Heksher mitzvahs of Ksuvahs b'Torah. These aren't really mitzvahs. They're Heksher mitzvahs. They're preparatory stages, which he would do anyway. But, you know, Hashem made them with special status by writing it in the Torah, and that's the Hirba Lam. That's the Hirba Lam Torah mitzvahs. He gave us these Heksher mitzvahs. Okay. Says the Gemara now on the top. Amar Rabbi Yosef Barbun, Bo re'e, ma gadol hu ha-shalom. Wow, see how great shalom is. Shalom means peace amongst people. Shehukash, l'shnei dvarim, shechayev nalav kares. Look at the three examples in the Mishnah, in the first line. Karban Pesach and Bris Mila. Those are special mitzvahs asay. Those are the only two mitzvahs asay that have not fulfilled one's chayev kares. And what's the third one go with them? To go to a Sudas Erisin. Right, to have Ava V'Yachva between families. Right, look at the Karbana Eda. The Kesavar, the Achila Sudas Erisim Bebeis Chamav, Eino Ela Mishim Ekruve Naita. It's to get to know each other. To Aris V'Arusasu Ukroveha, the relatives. Inami, L'kache Nechozesh Lo Yiksev Alav Chamav, or because you don't want the father-in-law to get upset at his new son-in-law by being late. The first era of Pesach, you're going to be late. So either way, you see how great Shalom is. You link Shalom, you link that Sudas Erisin along with the other two mitzvahs. Good. Milas bino v'shchitas pischo mikodem. So the Gemara says, once we're talking about Mila and Pesach, what if on the same day, on Erev Pesach, you have a bris Mila? What do you do first? So what do you do first? What do you mean, what do you do first? Karm Pesach is only in the afternoon. So maybe it was a situation where maybe the baby was yellow, and in the afternoon, all of a sudden the mohel says, oh, you could do the Mila now. So what do you do first? You shech the Karban Pesach, or you do Mila. What are the factors? So the Karban Eidah says, right across from where we are, Mi Amrinan to Pesach Kodem the Tadir. Maybe Pesach is Kodem because you do Karban Pesach every year. Did Noeg B'chol Shana. Umila Eina Ela Pamachas Kol Yimei Chayev. And Mila is only once, right? Do you say that? You say it's once. Or Odilma Mila Kodem the Nichrusu Alei Yud Gimel Brisos. Or do we say Mila is... comes first because Nichrus Alei Yud Gimel Brisos, it says the word bris 13 times in the Torah relating to Mila, and therefore it makes it special, So that's the question, which comes first, Pesach or Mila, right? That factor of Yom HaBrisos is mentioned in the Gemara, in the Dharm, I think. And then, but also the Rishonim quoted, right? The Rishonim ask, we know that the Gzera Deraba appears three times in Shas, that we paskin like, Shofar, Megillah, and Lulav. Right, by those three, if they have to, on Shabbos, we don't shake a lulav, we don't blow shofar, and we don't read the Megillah, even though that one is Darabanan. Ask Tosfos in Megillah in the first perek, why don't we say Zira Darabah by Mila? You might come to carry the knife. So you should knock out Mila on Shabbos. Right? You shouldn't have Mila on Shabbos because you might come to carry the knife, you might come to carry the shofar, you might come to carry. So there are various answers given. Some say, no, by lulav, everybody carries a lulav. Everybody shakes. So everybody does it. So that's why we're worried that you might not know how to do the nanuim properly. By Mila, only experts are involved. It's only a moel. Only moalim. So therefore, you don't have to worry that there's, somebody's gonna go ask and learn Mila. But another answer is that maybe Mila is different because Nichrosu Yudgimel Brisos. Right? Maybe it's, Mila is in a different category. Different categories. So that's where that factor comes up too. Remember the Taz's answer. It's called the Taz Hayadua. But the Taz's answer to that question is the Torah, the Rabbanan cannot come and aser a davar shebeferish mutter batorah. If the Torah says something is mutter, the Rabbanan can't just say it's aser forever. So they can say don't blow shofar when it falls down on Shabbos. But they can't say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, period, because it's a musical instrument. That would be knocking out a mitzvah. So says the Taz there, in that same Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Torah, B'yom HaShmini, a separate pasuk in Tazria, which we learn, it's as if it said, do bris mila even on Shabbos. So the Torah says, do bris mila on Shabbos. So you can't say, you don't do bris mila on Shabbos, because the Torah says, it's mutter to do bris mila on Shabbos. Okay, so back to the question, which comes first? Bris mila, Karan Pesach. Summary, Pinchas, min matach, siv himolo, kol zachar, va'az, yikrav la'soso. The pasuk says, even though it's not the Pashup part of the Pasuk. The Pashup part of the Pasuk is that all of the males in your family have to have Bris Mila in order for you to be allowed to eat the Karan Pesach. But we see in the Pasuk, Mila before Karan Pesach. So you learn from there, Hada Amra Shemilas Bino Kodemes L'Shritas Pischa. Okay, so you have a remez there. Mila comes before Pesach. Says the Gemara now, the Mishnah said that when it comes to dangerous situations, you don't go back. You just go save. So Gemara comments, often in the Yerushalmi, unlike the Bavli often will quote a piece of the Gemara, quote a piece of the earlier Mishnah, earlier Brisa, and then talk about it. Sometimes the Yerushalmi just says a line, and it's the Mefarshim that explains what's going on this line in the Mishnah, and the next line is going on the next line of the Mishnah. This is a classic example of that here in the Yerushalmi. So this line is going on the Sakana item. So when it's Sakana, it's to be saved from a Gaya, so a Nar, just go. Says the Gemara, afilu yachol lachzor ulevar leich lahatzel. Even if you might have time to go back in the Sura and then go back and save, no, just go. We don't mess around, we don't want you going back. And the next line of the Mishnah, what are the next line about? If you're going to do a shvisas or reshus, go back right away. Afilu yachol leilech v'lishpoz lachzor ulevar. Even if you can go put out your air of tchum and then go back and be mevar, no, go do beer. Go do beer. Says the Gemara, Mahu Shvisas HaRishus. There's a question how to read the next two lines of the Gemara. We're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's Pshat. The Pnei Moshe says this is a separate line, Milsa Banfi Nafshe, Ula Farish. That which is said in the Mishnah, that if you're going to a Shvisas HaRishus, you don't have any rights. You got to go back and destroy your chametz. Al Tomar. Let's read the Pnei Moshe, then we'll read the Gemara. Al Tomar, Shalelech Eitzel Rabo, Eitzel Mishu, Gadimene V'chachma, Lilmon Mimenu, Nami Rishus Mikri. Don't think that going to visit your Rebbe, or somebody who you could teach you, Torah, is called Rishus. L'gavim Mitzvahs Bir Chametz. That's a Rishus compared to Bir Chametz. No. Hilcha Chamar Delohi. No, it's not true. No, learning Torah, learning is strong, and it's no less, as we'll see. So now let's see the Gemara. Ma'o Shvisas HaRishus, Eitzel Rabo, O Eitzel Mishu, Gadim Ena B'chachma. So is that a Rishus? Are that called Rishus? So Kach Shana Rebbe. Well, Rebbe says, Maisa Kodim LaTalmud. Maisa, like Karan Pesach and Bris Mila, that should come before Talmud. That should come before Talmud, and therefore it wouldn't be called going to the Rebbe would be called a Rishus. So Nimnu, Ba'alias, Beis Harum, Balud, HaTalmud, Kodom LaMaisa. No. Talmud is greater. Remember the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Baba Kama in the Bavli. Talmud greater or Maisa greater? Also in Kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Talmud is Kodem. So that's why going to learn, well, of course, would be called a mitzvah. So don't think that going to a Rebbe is cool, and that's why you're putting out your Erev Tchum. Don't think that that's not called a mitzvah. It is called a mitzvah. But that's why the Karban Eid on the Mishnah said, what is rishus? Just going to spend yantav with your friend. That's a true rishus. Good. Rabbi Yavo shalach Rabbi Chanina brei yizke b'tferia. Rabbi Yavo sent his son Rabbi Chanina to go learn Torah and Tferia. Yizke. Rabbi Moshe she yizke b'torah. Lo moritz Rabbi Yochanan she b'tferia. Rabbi Yochanan was in Tferia, so go to Tferia to learn with Rabbi Yochanan. Asan va'amrin le, and they came back and told him, you know what? He's a wonderful boy, but gamal hu chesed. He's spending a lot of his time being osek in tzarchei kfura. Tzarchei, the word chesed, the ultimate chesed, the chesed shalemes. He's being osek a lot in the chever kadisha. Sholach va'amrin le. So his father sends him a letter and says, Hamibli, a play on words from the pasuk in the Torah, amazing sarcasm. Hamibli ein kavarim bekesarin shalachticha l'Tveria. Are there not enough graves in Kesaria that I sent you to Tveria? There are not enough graves? What are you doing? I send you there right now is the time to learn. So there aren't enough graves here. I had to send you shekvar nimnu v'gamru b'aliyas beis harim b'lucha talmud kodol l'maisa. Right? The Talmud had come before Maisa. So, what are you doing? So he was giving his son, Musar, that right now it was time to learn not to be involved in Chesed. Maybe other times it would be time to be involved in Chesed, but right now he wanted his son to be involved in the learning. Rabbanan Dekisar Namrin, Hadadatemar, Bashisha Mishayase, all of this that you Talmud is Kodim Lamaisa only applies if there are other people who could do the mitzvah. Avalim Ainsha Mishayase Hamaisa Kodim. But if there's nobody else, the Maisa's Kodem, right? This is the chiluk that we know when somebody is learning. When do you stop learning to do a mitzvah? So if it's a mitzvah, she'i efshar la'asos adei acherim, it's a chofes gavra, you have to do a mitzvah, then you do the mitzvah. If my father asked me to give him a drink, I bring him a drink. If I'm the one that can do it. But if there are two sons in the living room, and one is learning, one's not learning, and the father asks for a drink, the son that's not learning should go bring the drink, right? But that's the chiluk that the Maisa wouldn't, Talmud wouldn't be greater if there was nobody else to do the mitzvah. Meiri says Beferish, Moikatan, that the principle of Osek B'mitzvah, Patam and a mitzvah, does not apply to Talmud Torah. Right? Because what does this Gemara say? If there's a mitzvah, She'yef Shalasa De'achirim, you have to stop your learning. What do you mean you stop learning? Osek B'mitzvah. Osek B'mitzvah, Patam and a mitzvah. So what do you mean you have to stop learning to go to the mitzvah? It's exact. So the Meiri says, it doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. And the problem that many ask is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus says that a person could push off getting married if they feel that getting married at a younger age would not allow them to learn and devote their time to Torah and the younger years. And they feel if they get married, right, they read the Ksuba and they realize the Ksuba says you have to support your wife, so you won't be able to learn full time. So the Rambam says you're allowed to push it off and get married a little later. Why? Oseg b'mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah. And he adds, v'kol shekein b'talmud Torah. Whoa. What did he just say? If you're learning, you can push off getting married. One second. Didn't the Meiri, the Gemara seems to say that Osek B'mitzvah, Patur B'mitzvah doesn't apply to Torah. Osek B'Torah, not Patur B'mitzvah. You have to stop learning. So what's the Rambam talking about? The Osek B'mitzvah applies to Talmud Torah, and not only does it apply to Talmud Torah, it's Kol Shekein. So there's a big discussion how to answer that question. Various answers given, but it relates to this chiluk that our Gemara has here. We continue. Dolma, remember that's a word that introduces a story. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ibi. Anu l'meisi gabar Rabbi Lezer. They came in front of, they were late to come to Rabbi Lezer Shir. Amralon in Avisun, he says, where were you? Amralin, Gomel Chesed. We were being Gomel Chesed, which means we were at Elavaya. Amralon, v'lo avitaman charnin, there weren't other people to give the proper covet to the mace, you had to go. Amrin le, mugar havi. He was a mugar. What's a mugger? Different shatim. Some say the Karmana Eda. Well, he was somebody who didn't really have too many people. He was from a far, far off place. He was a stranger. So there weren't so many Kurvim Lisasik. So that's where we went. Or others say he was our neighbor and we had a personal relationship with him. From the word gar. Okay. Weiter. Next Mishnah. V'chein. There's a lot more that we could talk about, but we're just touching on what we can. Mishi, Yasim Yerushalayim, Nitzkash, Yish, Bidal, Basar Kodesh. Somebody's leaving Yerushalayim and they realize They have a carbon. They have a carbon in their knapsack. They didn't realize that you're only allowed to eat carbonos, kachik kalim, in Yerushalayim. The person left Yerushalayim, now the basar is nifsal biyotze. So you have to burn it. So imavar at sofim, sarfum imkomo. If you're already past the place called sofim, a place, maybe harat sofim, the place where you could see Yerushalayim from there, you can see Yerushalayim from all directions, right? The carbonate, the Pnei Moshe here says, Yerushalayim harim savivla. And therefore, only from certain places. But if you reach that distance, if you pass over them already, then just burn it bimkomo. Seems like midah raisa, you can burn it anywhere. Midah rabbanan, sometimes we make you take it back. But if you're so far, just burn it where you are. V'imla, but if you didn't pass, then go back. Chozev esarfa, l'fnei abira, me'asei amaracha. Then you could go burn it in front of the bira, a place closer in Yerushalayim, and you could use public wood to burn it. Ad kamein chozrin, how much do you have in order for it to mandate for you to go back? Remeir omer zevezebe kezayis, Rabbi Yehuda omer zevezebe kebeitza. Machlokas, Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda. Vacham omrim, also chilek between the two. Basar kodesh be kezayis, vachamez be kebeitza. The karbanos, if you have a karban that was nisal beyotze, you have to go back for kezayis. Chametz, what we've spoke about in the previous Mishnah, you have to go back for a kibetza, larger. Rav Simon, B'shem Rav Shubin Levi, K'siv Bayamahu, the Pasuk in Zechariah, in that day when Mashiach comes, Yeh Al-Metzilos Hasus, on all the bells of every horse, Kodesh L'Hashem, Vaya Asiros B'Veis Hashem, Kamizrachim L'Fnei Mizbeach. What does that mean? We darshin from the word Metzilos, which literally means bells, An Makom Shasus Ratz V'Eino Oset Tzel. Right, Yerushalayim will be so big that it will stretch all the way till where a horse runs from the morning and up until the time that there's no more shadow, which basically means noontime, when the sun is up just above him. So as far as the horse could go in that time, in those few hours, that's as big as Yerushalayim would be. Fine. One second. Within Sofim, we just said it's not so far. It has some level of Kedushas Yerushalayim, because you don't just burn it there, you have to go back. So, im Kodesh, you Yisuvenim im Komo. But if it still has some special status, so why don't we say just burn it where it is? What do you have to take it back in front of the Bira? Answer, because that's where you burn things. Shekin, Afit of Yerushalayim, Sarfan Osol Afnei Abir, Me'asei Maracha. Whenever anything had to be burned, there was a special place that you burned it. So you have to take it there. Good. Hahein Yotze, Ma'adavid Lei. So we know, on a Daraisa level, a buster that's Yotze is nifsal, but it does become tameh. Midrabanan, where goes your tameh on it. So, but there's differences. If you look in the Mishnah in Shkalim, there are three different opinions. This line of the Gemara is asking within Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, wherever something becomes tameh, you burn it there. If it became tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, you burn in the Beis HaMikdash. If it became tameh out of the Beis HaMikdash, you burn it out of the Beis HaMikdash. So here, this became tameh as it went out. So Ahen Yotze, Ma Davale, how do you treat it? Kimetame Bachutz or Kimetame Befnim? Is it like it became Tame outside, so you burn it outside, or like it became Tame inside? So I'm Rav Yosa. Rav Yosa says, Mikima Chenimsa Psul Machmas Bakomo, Nasa Kimetame Bachutz. The whole reason that we're giving it to Madrabanan is because it went outside. So you consider it Tame outside. I'm Rav Yosi Barbun. What he's talking about, says Rav Yosi, Toru Dvar Torah, Midah Raisa, this meat is Tame, is Tahar. Atusha Kazarta Lav Tuma. You were gozer tuma on it, lo dayecha shekazat alav tuma, and now you're saying not only are you gozer tuma, elashah mevakish lasoso kimetame bachutz, el kimetame bifnim. Not only you want to make it tame, you're saying it's like tumas chutz. No, midaraisa, this is not tame. So bring it inside. And most is called mitame bifnim. Period. So the Mishnah said machlokas Rabbi Yehuda about kizayis and kibetza. Is tani tani machlif? Others flip the shitas. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, b'shem Rabbi Yosi kamas nisan. Rabbi Yaakov bar Akov says the name of Rabbi Yosi like our Mishnah, like that order of kibayis and kibetza. Rabbi Yudin siman, and the way you remember the correct version, like our Mishnah, minahid brachas, because it's the same shiurim that they give in brachas. Ad kama mizamna, how much do you have to eat in order to be part of the zimun? Ad kizayis, Rabbi Yehuda omer kibetza, the same shitas that we have here. Tani. Pachos bikan, if it's anything less than this shear, kazayis or kabetza, according to a mayor, Behuda, ein matrich analav sheyachzar. We're not matrich you. Even though it's important to burn the chametz, it's important to, go back and burn the kachim. But to do beer on the chametz, still, we are not going to make you go back if it's less than that amount. Says the Gemara, okay, what about the third sheet of the Mishnah? Third sheet, right? With the third sheet on top, the chachamim say, Karbonis, you go back for kizayis. Chametz, you go back only for more. If it's only kizayis of chametz, you don't go back. You need a kibetza. So ma beizel zeh, what's the difference? So zeh yesh lo bitol, v'zeh ein lo bitol. What does that mean? Pashab shat. By chametz, you know why you need a bigger shear? Because if it's less than that, just be mevatel it. If you know you have a kizayis in your house, it's small, just be mevatel it. Right? L'zeh yesh lo bitol. L'zeh, but by the karbonis, is not shy. I'm going to do a bitol. And therefore, that's why you have to go back, even for a kezayis for basar kodesh, but for a kezayis of chametz, just be mevatel it. Again, pashtus is that you can do bitl for a chametz yadua. Ad kadun basar kodesh. I understand that now the next line of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. So again, there's four different lines on this daf of Gemara, which is talking about a line in the Mishnah previously that the Gemara didn't quote. Because that's what Yerushalmi does. We just have to figure it out. Ad kedun basar kodesh. Fine, I understand that by karbanos that you're burning before the bira, you could use public wood. Chametz benayin, how do you know you could use chametz? How do you know for chametz you could use the public wood? Amar Reb Yosi barbun min mad tanina, because the Mishnah puts it together with one word. V'chein mishiyatzim Yerushalayim. So the fact that it says v'chein, it must be that it's similar. Hada amram bad nafaladein, nafaladein. Whatever the true is in this, for this one, isn't true in this one. And therefore, the fact that you could use a public atzei hamaracha wood for psar kodesh, you could also use it for chametz. Again, there's a lot here to talk about in terms of bittul, and we spoke about bittul a little bit. We didn't do it enough. We'll have to come back to it, but we'll have to leave this for now in terms of the third parak. Next time we start parak, makom shenahagu.